Welcome to Conversations with Community Managers, a podcast series with actual community managers from a variety of industries. On this podcast, we peel back the hype and get into how-to discussions that uncover community and social media management best practices. Conversations with Community Managers is a co-production of Voce Communications and the Community Roundtable. Hi, it's Jim Storer with the Community Roundtable.
And Doug Haslam of Voce Communications. And with us is Shannon Paul, Social Media Manager of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Welcome, Shannon.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, that's great. First question, I guess. Blue Cross Blue Shield, dealing with health insurance, healthcare being a highly regulated industry. Why don't we just jump right into the obvious question of what are the challenges of being in social media and community to you, particularly in the healthcare industry?
I like to say that every regulated industry basically thinks they're France and that they're unique. There are interesting challenges in all of them. The thing that is of primary concern in healthcare is that almost everything somebody could say about their relationship with you as their health insurance provider is considered protected under HIPAA. So it's protected health information, or what we refer to as PHI. Even the fact when somebody says, "I have your insurance," that's PHI. Knowing names of our members is considered PHI, where most industries don't have that low of a threshold. So in order for there to be kind of a breach of you, if you will, of private information, usually you think about social security numbers, credit card numbers. For our members, it's their name. So that makes things really touchy right out of the gate. However, what we've been doing whenever we try to respond to people who are having trouble is that we immediately try to pull the conversation offline. So that if I'm responding to someone, I automatically give them my email address, say, "I'd love to help you." And then I usually also ask for the 800 number on the back of the card, because then I know which department I can kind of route the issue to internally without asking them to reveal anything that is protected. But we also have other means of following up and secured forms of communication that I can use, but the ultimate goal initially is almost always to pull the conversation offline. Then you hope if you resolve any issues that they're having that they also go back out and talk about the fact that you resolved it for them. But, our first goal is to protect that information and still try to serve them.
Got it. So you kind of just talked about how you're using it. It sounded like for customer support. And I wonder if there are other processes that you guys are kind of going after with social to kind of make it work for Blue Cross.
Oh, yeah. Well, because we have a lot of unique constraints, the other thing that we're doing, and that servicing is a portion of what we're doing, a lot of what we're doing is just trying to give a lot of the great things that we do in the community some more legs into online. So we do a lot of event sponsorships, and we have a foundation. We actually have a social mission, and we're a nonprofit. So I think social media and the things that we do offline are a natural fit. So we're doing more to try to have people connect online with the sort of web properties that we have and to stay connected in that way. We also have a site called A Healthier Michigan. It's ahealthiermichigan.org. And it's a way that we can engage a little more effectively, because we're not engaging with people in our community as a as their health insurance provider, because it's public, because it's open. We have a bit of a different relationship with them. So our ultimate goal is to provide them with, real diet, fitness, wellness kind of resources. We have two people that work in our wellness and care management group. Our wellness and care management consulting group. We have a dietitian and a health coach that blog on a regular basis. They're active on Twitter, Facebook, and they're very responsive. So we have them, they actively blog, and they do a lot of community appearances and deal directly with our group customers as well. But so that offers a way that people can connect with that sort of real advice. I mean, like, health and fitness is one of the worst areas for having a lot of kind of snake oil out there as far as like lose weight quick. So it's a great way for people to get information that they can trust. We also have a walking advocate, somebody who lost 162 pounds just by walking and eating healthy every day, who blogs regularly, and she's very, very passionate and has basically dedicated her life to telling her story and trying to tell everybody that you don't have to join an expensive gym, that you can do this. I didn't have any money. I'm a stay-at-home mom, that kind of thing. So we're doing our best to really try and form community around things that matter to the public and that ultimately help our agenda, because, you know, healthcare costs are rising. We have an obesity rate that's almost 1 in 3 in the state. So the more that we can do to provide people with, you know, helpful information, the better.
That's great. I love that concept. And I want to switch gears a little bit and ask you about the team structure there and just wondering kind of how you're doing it.
I now have a team of 2. So, but what is really important is that I have leadership who is very supportive, and I've basically put together a roadshow, and I try to get on pretty much everybody's agenda who will have me. And I also try to, you know, come in from the perspective of like, let me learn about your process and then identify some areas that I might be able to help you. That's always my approach. And, you know, we do our best also to make, you know, we have this great insight. We monitor social media and we get to observe people in the wild, so to speak. So, and I don't think that's ever a replacement for doing, you know, solid, you know, quantitative research, but it's a really great way to give you a new starting point or to augment and, you know, make better the research that you're doing. So, I always look at the things I have to offer and come in with that and try to then educate and say, this is what we're trying to do. And, you know, how can I help you?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. To those of us outside the industry, we see Blue Cross Blue Shield as a brand and think that all the state organizations are tightly knit and work together well. And having been a customer of 2 of them, I know that's not really the case. What my real question here is that, do you interact with any of the other community managers or communications folks at the other Blue Cross Blue Shield organizations or even other similar organizations just to kind of look at, best practices and you know, solve problems as a group as to how to approach this whole thing of community?
Yeah, I think there actually is quite a bit of communication between the different Blue plans, and I actually gave a presentation. They did a Blue Summit every year. This last year was in Chicago, and it's still an area that I think most plans are trying to sort of figure out. But we do quite a bit of information sharing, so. I've met with some people from Philadelphia, and I've talked with some people from Alabama, and I you know, I think that there is sort of a spirit that we have to share with each other, but there is quite a bit of variation between plans. Some are for-profit, some are non-profit. Some are, you know, very large, some aren't very large at all. So the different use of resources is interesting, and like we're different, you know, and plus their markets are very different because we're so geo-specific, and we have a lot of rules around that as well, being part of the association. But no, I think that there's very much a spirit of trying to collaborate as much as possible. So there are formal processes for that, and there's some informal ones as well.
I had one other question. Before coming back to Detroit, you were working out in the West Coast in a financial services company, another industry that is highly regulated and has a lot of obstacles to speaking publicly about a lot of the things that you do. Did that prepare you for getting into healthcare, or there are a lot of differences in the kinds of regulatory obstacles you have to face? Because those are the two industries we talk about a lot of that have unique challenges.
They are unique challenges, but at the same time, there's a lot of opportunity, and in some ways it almost makes it easier because you understand what the rules are. You're like, okay, here's my box and here's where I can operate, and let me really I'm going to make the best of this. Whereas I think a lot of other industries that don't have any rules, they're, or, you know, they have FTC guidelines and the same things that we all have to kind of play with them. But when there are so many different things you could do, it probably seems like your choices and where do you start are just endless. So I think in some ways it does, you're like, okay, well then here's where it makes sense to start if I have X, Y, and Z kind of constraints around me. Now, so that's one thing. The other thing is that it is difficult in a lot of ways, but the thing that I try to remember and remind people of is that I can't answer you is an answer. Like, I can't tell you this, or I can't have this conversation here this way on your territory because there are actually rules in place that are meant to protect you. And that's still a conversation. You know, that's a human response.
But there seems to be an understanding, though, in the industry that that you can have these conversations, even if that's the answer, as opposed to just shutting it down. I mean, obviously, you're here doing this is part of the answer to that, I guess. But.
Yeah, there's almost always a way to do it, but you have to ask the right questions. And I think that a lot of people, you know, that are community managers or working in some capacity in social media or communications aren't asking the right questions, because they go to lawyers with a very vague notion of, well, we want a Twitter profile. And the lawyers would say, well, for what for? You know, and they can't give you specific guidance for safe engagement without specific ideas about what you want to accomplish and what you're there to achieve. They can't help you unless you know what you want to do. And I see that back and forth happening a lot, and where people end up talking past each other and they're both kind of saying the same thing. Like the social media person or community manager is saying, well, what can I do? And the lawyer says, well, what do you want to do? And so it ends up being this kind of really silly psychodrama. And it's not that anybody is telling anybody that they can't do something. They just don't understand what they're trying to do.
Right. So before we wrap, I want to ask you for advice for some community managers out there or future community managers who are in the regulated space. What are things that they should do to get started?
First, look within. That don't listen to a lot of the cheerleaders that are out there that try to tell you the way things have to be done. Do your due diligence inside your company. Find out what resources, what expertise are there, what support is there. And, you know, then it's like you're going to learn a lot more by learning how your own company operates and what some of the different teams and the different regulations than you will from, you know, talking to 10 different gurus who are like, it's all about the conversation. You know, do your homework inside your own organization and then figure out what kind of conversation you need to be having.
Right.
Engage and get a groundswell with your trust agents. That's mean. Well, Shannon Paul, social media manager, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And before I actually sign off for good, tell us where we can find you online.
Online?
Or on the social media sphere.
Well, if you're looking for me specifically, you can find me often on Twitter. I am at Shannon Paul, not very creative. I also have a blog that's the Very Official Blog. It's veryofficialblog.com. That is a little more creative. And I will be coming out with merchandise very soon, so you can have your very own Very Official t-shirt, Very Official coffee mug. I'm kidding.
Wow.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me, you guys.
You have been listening to Conversations with Community Managers, a co-production of the Community Roundtable and Voce Communications. To comment on what you have heard, email Doug at voceconnect.com or Jim at community-roundtable.com. You can comment on our blog posts at vocenation.com or community-roundtable.com/blog. Subscribe to this series on iTunes or on either blog.